Lord Jesus, you are warning us that there is much suffering to come. Please make us all stronger to carry this without bitterness, but steeped in thanksgiving that we are helping you prepare for your coming. Give us the strength and the fortitude. Please, Lord. Amen. Jesus began, "This is a time of great peril, a time of sifting, a time of war, a time of failure and chastisement. It is not my heart, but it must be done to prepare for my coming. Beloved, I want you to convince my people of my love for them. It is never my heart to see suffering in any creature, but especially in my holy ones. My precious children, my heart grieves for your great losses and what is yet to come. I know you are with me. Many of you are even like my mother, standing at the foot of the cross, saying, 'Thy will be done, thy kingdom come.' How very precious is your devotion and acquiescence to my will, which at this time is so dark and hurtful." You can hear the jets in the background. We're not too far from a basin. We've been hearing them all morning. Every few minutes, another one's taking off. It's war is in the air, that's for sure. To continue, "You were standing by me as my mother did, offering the most precious thing in all her life for the correction and salvation of sinners. You have taken my aching heart into your heart and held me tenderly. And for this, I shall also hold you tenderly in the hour of your trial. Stay in prayer, my faithful ones. Stay in prayer. Respond when I call you to worship and prayer. Respond quickly. Lives depend upon it. You have unlocked the secret to the dispensing of my power to heal and persevere in this holy way of life. Truly praise, high praise, true worship, coupled with a pure and sincere heart, moves mountains. And in this hour, in your lives, mountains abound, and many back away from crossing over them. But you and your authentic love for me embrace the sufferings in your lives, knowing they will serve to help remove obstacles from those who are going to hell. Just as I offered myself on the cross, you have embraced your crosses to be conformed to my image and heartthrob for sinners. This is true intimacy, not a shallow love that loves another for what they can get, but a profound and steadfast love that desires to share in my passion and offer their pain for the souls headed for hell. You are not in it for worldly motives, but you have plunged yourselves into the depths of my love for your God and all human beings. The prosperity gospel, so popular in churches, is a terrible perversion of my providence for souls. It is not for pleasure that you became a Christian, thinking that never again would you be sick or poor or wanting for anything because your father owns the cattle on thousands of hills. But this is the motive taught by my pastors to draw souls to me. These are not true conversions because they do not realize the price I had to pay, and ultimately they will also pay. They are not willing to suffer, but come expecting a life of bliss. Dear ones, bliss is for heaven, but now is the proving ground for those who say they believe. Now is the time to pick up your cross, deny yourselves, and follow me. Those who respond to this call, I can trust and equip with mighty graces to rescue the lost. You are among those, and your embrace of all that I must embrace proves that you are truly mine, living for me and not for yourselves. There are those who respond in bitterness because they do not understand my ways. Oh, how I lament for them. It is not because I hate you that I allow these things. It is because I want you in heaven, where there is no suffering, for eternity, and you have separated yourselves from me. It is not easy for me to see you stumbling in the dark, growing more and more bitter by the day, fearful, angry, despairing of life. Satan is responsible for the suffering, not me. I only allow certain things, because if I don't, your soul will be lost for eternity, and there is no greater pain in my heart than to lose you to Satan and eternal torment. That is why I work so hard to try and reach you and help you understand my ways and why the world must change. The agenda of Satan is to destroy every man, woman, and child, taking them to hell and turn this planet into a desperate atmosphere of carbon monoxide, which is what the demon aliens need for their wretched bodies. Even that very fact that you thrive on oxygen and they thrive on carbon monoxide reveals the corrupted nature of these fallen angels and their demonic offspring, which are created from collected elements of humans who I made in my image. Those who are cooperating with their demonic agenda do not realize that once they have done Satan's bidding, he will turn on them and destroy them. They do not realize that Satan has no power unless I allow it for my purposes, and that he is destined to burn in the fire along with all his followers. Those that have opted into his agenda think they will receive a kingdom in hell. They do not realize it is a kingdom of torture, fire, and extreme pain beyond imagining. Those of you who follow this fallen angel, do you not know that he will do to you all that he taught you to do to others? He lies, he kills and destroys, and you are his dupes. He will laugh you to scorn when you discover the truth in the midst of the tortures he has planned for you. When things go wrong, the first response is disappointment, then anger, then depression. These transitions can cause highly charged emotions, especially for those who do not know me. That is why it is written in the scriptures that they will refuse to repent and shook their fists at me in heaven. They do not want to understand my ways because my ways run counter to their lives of lust and avarice. Listen, my fallen children, I truly love you, whom I created. I know that life has been miserable for many of you, but there is a way out of bitterness, hatred, and violence. It is a way of peace and spiritual prosperity. It is a way of promises that I myself will fulfill for your lives. I see your confusion and fear in the midst of these ceremonies, and I read your hearts that you want a way out, but you are too fearful of retaliation. Let me assure you, Satan is but a created being. I am the creator, and I have the power to shut the jaws of those who would seek to destroy you if you turn to me. Have no fear of this chained dog. I will protect you. And to you, my bride, I say, hold on. I am coming soon. Not my soon, but your soon. I bless and empower you now in the hearing of these words to go forth and conquer your own flesh, the devil and the world. For I am with you, and no weapon formed against you will prosper, even when it seems that way. Understand, I am working in your soul for greater glory in the world to come. And that was the end of his message. And I just want to take a moment to thank all of you who have been so kind to donate to our cause. We're growing. We have priests all over the world now, even in communist countries. And we're still reaching out to the lost right here in Taos where we are. We had that big event, which Mother Elijah planned, and it was a beautiful success. Many souls were touched. Right after that, she got very, very sick. The doctor tried to tell her she had Ebola, but it was malaria, and she was in the hospital. So that tells me that we took ground from the enemy. He wouldn't have bothered to retaliate on her if she hadn't had an impact, if the Lord hadn't had an impact through this event. So please pray for Mother Elijah, for her recovery from malaria. And thank you so much for donating. The event cost us quite a bit of money, and we did that for the Lord. This is the season now when people are on vacation and they don't donate as much. So I'm asking for you to please keep us in mind. God bless you, dear heart dwellers. You are greatly loved.